What's going on, everybody? We are back with another episode, and oh my god, we're ending January out, y'all. This is it. This is it. We're ending out, and I'm really excited about the ending and all that this month has brought. And so I'm really excited about today because we got some great conversation going on today. We have a returning guest. I cannot wait for you guys to meet him. But we have a returning guest. So, you know, yes, we're back. All right. So, again, sorry. Let me do my introduction correctly. Hello, everyone. How are you doing? It is your host, Shatoria Christian of the I Am Shatoria brand. And so I am back here with you today having the greatest time. And so, again, I'm really excited about the things that we're about to get into today. We're going to get into the upcoming events we have for the I Am Shatoria brand with the I Am Forgiveness Retreat, the workshops. So we're going to get into that. I got the question of the week. We're going to get into that. And then I have like a little tribute. It's going to be talking really short as yesterday was the 10th anniversary. So if you heard the podcast from the first week, I celebrated my mom's birthday, but we're going to close the month out by me celebrating my mom. And I think that, and then we're going to, you know, introduce our guests. But in the meantime, as we get ready for that, we're going to go ahead and, you know, get ready with our show. Again, you know who it is. Let's do this. All right. So we are here today. And again, it is your host, Shatoria Christian. I am here and I'm really excited about what today is going to bring with conversation. So definitely looking forward to it. So for one of the first things I want to talk about is, you know, we got a lot of events coming up and I'm really excited about what 2023 is holding. One of the biggest things, if you have not got your book, the magazine is out. I'm telling you, don't be waiting. Go to the iamshatoria.com merch. I'm telling you now, y'all, what is in this magazine? So yes, I have a tribute to my mom. I have my top 20 books, music, podcasts, and other things, other exciting news in it. And then, you know, getting ready for the next, issue, which will come out in May. So I'm telling you, if you do not have your magazine, get your magazine. It is the, it's a good edition. Like, I'm really excited about this edition and what it brings. So, I mean, y'all just need to go and get it and stop playing. All right. But next on the agenda is we do have a lot of events coming up. So if you are reading the magazines, you do see the events coming up. And I'm really excited about that. So we have our first workshop of the year. So we'll be having a workshop every quarter. So March, June, September, December. Okay, so I'm in my head, y'all. March, June, September, December. Okay. So this year we will be having y'all heard her speak, Miss LaTonya Moreau Naylor. She will be the speaker for our first workshop. And I'm really excited about that. We're talking about faith and family. And so that workshop is held on March 23rd. Oh, there it is. Okay. So yeah, March 23rd. And it is for $5. You can get your tickets at the iamshatoria.com/IAM event. So get your ticket. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Get your ticket and can't wait to see you online as we have this discussion about faith and family and what it is. So just an hour out of your time. And so I'm really excited about that. All right. And so with that event, we do have the Forgiveness of Freedom Retreat coming up in October. So here's the thing. So I had a lot of people ask the question. So yeah, there it is. I Am Forgiveness of Freedom Retreat, October 13th to the 15th. Here in San Antonio, we have added more VIP tickets. Yes, we added some more because we ran out. And people were like, wait, I want to be there. Like, y'all got to be there. And be on the lookout for on the website. We will be announcing our speakers, our host, the event. So far, the events that we do have coming up is pretty, pretty dope. We have from the 13th to the 15th, we got that Sunday, we have our worship brunch with one of my really, really good friends, Whiffer Barnes II, who will be speaking. That Sunday night, we have our meet and greet. Monday, the retreat is going on where we're all in one space. And really excited about that. And, you know, my keynote speaker, I've already announced, but we're really going to put the announcements out there, Daisha Jones. And then we have Tuesday, where we go into our breakout sessions, where men is in one session, women's in one session. So you can get your tickets at iamshatori.com/iamevents, where you can get your tickets. And I'm telling you, they're going. You can also book your hotel. We are thankful for the Courtyard Marriott of Westover at SeaWorld. We're going to be sitting right in front of SeaWorld too. So that's a blessing within itself. So I'm like, pretty, pretty excited about that. Okay. Really, really excited. So we do have a lot of events coming up, and looking at my board now. Yeah, we have a lot of events coming up, y'all. And, you know, great announcements coming up. So stay on top of all of my social media. You're able to catch that information. Okay. And then also, you know, so we're going to kick into question of the week. I think this is important to talk about question of the week, you know, question of the week. As we're ending January. So, you know, the question of the week is, have you accomplished your January goal? Have you accomplished your January goal? That's the question. Yep. That is the question. Have you met your goal that you had for 2023? That's very important. Okay. So for me, I've been holding myself accountable with stepping out on faith on some things. So I am sitting back and waiting for these things to act. I've done my part in reaching out to those goals. So like when I look at my board, vision book board event happened this past weekend. Really, really excited what people are doing. That was a really great event. So I'm really excited about that. And then I got to speak at Dream Week, which was absolutely dope. Love it, love it, love it. Yeah. And I did again, the magazine coming out on the 16th. So I'm really, really excited about what is happening, man. Like, it's great. So I've met some goals. I'm still working on some things, but now I got to make some goals for February. YouTube, like I'm literally working on that right now. So like, you know, the Bible, Habakkuk 2:2. I want to make sure I get that right too. Habakkuk 2:2 talks about writing it down and making it plain. And so the thing is about it is sometimes you just got to write it and just stand on it. And so that's what I do. I just write and I just stand on it. So I'm really, I'm reaching these goals. So I hope you are too as well. So I just, and if you want to share, please do hit our social media up. IG at @iam_Shatoria, and hit us up, as there's just a lot going on, but I want to know, and you'll see this question for the week again. So I want to know, did you meet your goal this week? Okay. So awesome. Now, as we get ready to prep for our visitor, I'm really excited about this guest today. I think he's really, really dope. He is a returnee. He's one of my very, very good friends. And I have to get into in a minute, you know, how me and him really got to where we were at. But he is back. You guys saw him at season 3. Joshua Bailey, a.k.a. JB Ryder, out of Georgia. So, yeah, I cannot wait to introduce him again. That's my homie right there. But before that, I have to give love, give grace to, yesterday made the 10th anniversary of my mother's passing. And, you know, it's, I am like really okay. Like I'm really okay. And so I'm very glad that I've been able to accomplish a lot and not let her death be in vain. So I'm really excited about that. So definitely to my mom, who I forever will make sure she knows her name reigns. So to Beverly Ann North, January 5th, 1961, you see it on the screen, to January 29th, 2014. It's been 10 years. And, you know, I still can't believe it's been 10 years. It's a wild moment at some point. You'd be like, ooh. And so hers is 10 years. And then this come May, which I will pay my heart to my grandmother, who is hitting 7 years this year. And this is crazy. Oh, wow. And so, you know, they died 3 years apart, but it is amazing to know yeah. Mm. So yeah, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 7 years. Wow. That just caught me off guard, everybody. But yeah, so to 7 years, and her birthday is in May. So I will be paying her homage, honoring her in the next issue, in the May issue, as it is also Mother's Day. So I can't wait to like actually put it out there too. So if you have like a dedication you want to give to a mom, and I'm gonna have it on my social media too, like start sending it in, like for real. Let's do the dedication to the moms and to the dads, because the next issue will cover May, June, July, and August. So yeah. Get yourself ready. All right. So again, to my mom, who I love the most. And so one of the things that I stand on is about forgiveness and freedom. You know, I talk about that all the time. Forgiveness and freedom is very, very important. And so one of the things that I said in my, if you have read the new issue that came out, the dedication to my mom, I did an open letter. And in it, I said, well, a piece of it. Surprisingly, your passing became the key to unlocking my healing. Some may not grasp this concept, but your absence granted me the ability to heal in ways that were hindered by your presence. Let me tell you, healing is absolutely very important. And healing is absolutely is essential to our livelihood. My mother's passing was one of the hardest things I really had to deal with at the age of 31. And being pregnant with my daughter. And remind you, so, and before that, that's a big story that comes before that, which is also in my book, Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness and Freedom. And I talked about the journey of getting pregnant, my mother being by my side, despite the fact our relationship prior. And so one of the things I will say that's in the book that I so adore is God allowed me to have my mom for 9 months. And so that stands for me because, you know, women were pregnant for 9 to 10 months, and I got to have my mom for, you know, about 40 weeks. And I say that because from the time that me and her talk about our forgiveness to the time that she passed, it was about 40 weeks. And so to know I had my mother for 9 months as if she was carrying me through some difficult times, that means a lot. And so that may not resonate with a lot of people, but if it's one, it's one. Because it really still resonates with me that she carried me for, you know, months in her womb. I'm a late baby. So I was due in October. I came November 3rd. So, but for her to carry me again, spiritually and mentally, that took something for me. And so as I honor her death, I honor her life, and I am thankful for her and being the mom that she was. And I still honor, even through the pain of all our issues that we have, that we had, that it was the moment that we told each other we were sorry, and it made such a difference. I felt the weight fall like chains falling, y'all. And so that's a whole nother story by itself that, you have to read the book if you have not. And, so to my mother again, I am forever grateful for you. So to Beverly Ann North, I miss you much. And I'm so glad I was able to honor you in a magazine. So I praise God that she sees this honor and that she is smiling, okay? All righty, now we'll, you know, get back to other stuff. All right, so thank you guys for, you know, being here and rocking with me this month as we are back in season 5. And so, again, I'm bringing back a really, really, really good friend of mine who was in season 3. He did a couple of episodes, one by himself and then one with a crew of my homies. And so he is coming back, y'all. And so I am super excited to see him back. By the name of Joshua Bailey, a.k.a. JB Ryder. So after this, be prepared to have him come in and I'm going to introduce him and let y'all know the story of how we really, really connected. All right. All right. See you guys in 30 seconds. Authentic transparency, forgiveness to freedom. Come and read a story about my faith. Learn all about my forgiveness and forgiving of others, how I embrace the freedom that I currently have. You can get Authentic Transparency, Forgiveness to Freedom at Amazon and iamshatoria.com. All righty. As we are sitting here, I'm super, super excited about what is about to happen next with my homie. So, get ready, sit back. We're going to have some laughs today. So I hope you guys are ready for some laughs because he is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs on a good day. But he is absolutely so great. So I'm really excited about having him on. So I need you guys to go ahead and, you know, say hello to my homie. All right, we are back. So I hope y'all ready because I'm about to bring my homie on. And this is about to be a candid conversation. There's no topic. We just gonna catch up. He is my homie. We literally, it's crazy how our stories collided and how we was in the same places and didn't know we was in the same places. But you guys have seen him before in season 3 as he talked about his writings and his life. And if you came to my book launch, he was the speaker at the book launch. He is, I don't know, poet, but he's a writer. So, I want you guys to give it up for my homie JB. What's up?
Yeah, what's happening, man? What's good?
Glad to have you back.
Hey, hold on. Now we got to make a correction to that intro. I'm a creator.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay.
My mind is able to do whatever it wants to do and it can imagine.
Oh my God. I'm not about to play with you today. I see where we about to go. So here's the thing. These are two retired. So for people to know, we are both retired military now. We are both living our best life. Like it's crazy. So you retired a month before I did.
September 1st?
October 1st.
Okay. Let me articulate a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? Like they know I'm in the country, right? The viewers know.
Okay, before you go there. All right. So the crazy thing about me and JB is me and JB didn't officially meet until DC timeframe. Yep. However, though, come to find out, we're like, what, 20 miles, is that, from where we lived?
Yeah.
And then I graduated 01, you graduated 02.
03.
Excuse me, 2 years behind me. Yeah, then we wound up was at Tinker together and then even couldn't even remember until we started talking in DC. It was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. And we just linked up and been like extra cool since then. So it's crazy how we're both, yes, we are country kids. We are country children. I laugh because at one point when we did talk about retirement, we both was like, ooh, we should go back to our hometown to have our retirement ceremony. Neither one of us did that.
Not official. I did a family and friends gathering.
But no, yeah, I had a big blast that you missed.
Where in Texas?
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, man.
You know, you'll be checking messages.
No, let me tell you.
The invite went out. We had like 250 people. It was on Facebook. I had it live on Facebook, too.
No, I looked at you. Where was it?
It was July 14th. As a matter of fact, you told me you wasn't going to be able to make it for whatever reason.
Yeah. I had a prior event that I had around that time. I just can't remember, but...
But we had a great time.
That's what's up, though.
It took us like 3 weeks to recover.
I'm still recovering from myself from a trip I took out the country.
I saw that you so that's actually a question I have for you. So I saw that. So one of my first questions I have for you for real though is, how are you feeling about being retired? Like, that's like the number one question right now. What's the deal?
Well, hey, look, you got the prompt popping up and everything. I like that. You official, boy. Hey.
Well, I moved up to, so to everybody that is, y'all know how we get down, as we, if you are listening, if you listened before, or if you watched this on YouTube before, you know I didn't have all of this. And
you
I learned, I grew.
What came up in the world, man. that's what I like, though. Oh, no, let me answer this question, though. Honestly, say, at first, I was just ready to get out, right? Like, you do something for 20 years, you need to change. I was pressed to get out. I ain't gonna miss this stuff, I'm cool. Now, I don't miss it, but the appreciation that I had, that I now have for what I did is more prevalent. Like, it's like, well, you served 20 years. You did something that a lot of people can't do. And guess what? You're 38 and you're done.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't set in until you actually retired. And so, you know, during my past 3 or 4 months, I've been out going places, running to people. You want to hang out? I got to go to work. And I'm just like, oh yeah, I forgot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's an innocent thought, but it's a great feeling, man, to be 38 and retired. And it's just now setting in, like, after the fact. Because, like I said in the beginning, you're just ready to move on and get out. But I position myself to be in a great place, man. And here I am. So I appreciate you for inviting me again on the show. So I forgot to get it out of the way in the beginning.
Absolutely. So, you know, here's the thing about retirement. Let me tell you. You did 20. I did 21 on the dot. When I said 21 on the dot, it was, there's no zero. There's no months. There's no days. It's zero. 21 on the dot. But I laugh about it because, so let me, this is crazy. All right. So, you know, we have the skill bridge. So technically, I ain't worked military work since February of 2023.
Yeah.
I've been teaching this whole time. And so I made an appointment to go get my new ID card October the 18th. My retirement date is 1 October. So I'm like, I'm good, because it's not going to shift, because being a personnelist, you don't just leave the system. You got to go in and got to manually change all this other stuff.
Right.
And it was that Saturday. I think it was like the 14th or 15th or something like that. And I remember going through the gate and the chick literally was like, yeah, I can't let you on base and you can't get your ID card back. And I was like, what? I got to go to the grocery store. I have an appointment on Wednesday. My stuff don't expire until October 18th. And she was like, and it literally hit me that I was retired and that I hadn't dealt with the fact that the change had happened. Because when she said, well, you separated. No, I didn't. You had to read it out.
I'm a retiree. What you talking about, girl? You better get it right.
I had a whole attitude. She was like, no, you separated. Ma'am, who are you talking to? You better put some respect on that, Master Sergeant.
You ain't lying. You better say, hey, look, yo, you know, it's funny because my situation, I had to plan it out, right? I knew they were going to take your ID card. But I don't want to get into why I still got mine. We'll keep that offline. But let's just say the day I went to the gate, I didn't have it. I don't know where it was. Maybe I had lost it, but I think I found it somewhere. Long story short, I went to the gate with my 214 and said, look, bro, I'm retired. I'm going to God doing. I got an appointment slip right here. I'm going to the MPF to get my ID card. No problem. But then, this was an Army base. Oh. I went to my sister stationed in Augusta. Shout out to my sister, Lacey. She in Augusta. And what's the base in Augusta? Fort Gordon, I think.
Stuart.
Yeah, what up?
Gordon.
Yeah, whichever one there. I went there with my 214. I said, bro, look, I'm the old retiree. I don't know what's going on. I need to get my ID card. That brother, he just let me on the base. Yeah, man, I didn't have that experience. That's unfortunate for you, but I still got my white cat though. I found.
Oh, shut up. Cause I was mad, y'all. I wanted to keep my cat and put a hole in it because for me, it's like this is it mm-hmm. right here. And plus it was a cute picture too. That just but still, I was in my feelings and they took away my ID card and I cried like a baby. But here's why I cried though. I cried because I hadn't dealt with the fact that I was done.
Oh, see, I was done like 6 years ago. Mentally, I had checked out. Okay.
Mentally, absolutely. But here's the thing. Just like you said, I won't do this again. We're cool because I don't miss the PT. I don't miss the evals. I'm cool. I don't miss none of that.
Good.
But yeah. I do miss the fact of meeting the new airmen and hanging out, meeting the new people, being part of an organization, you know, that is so big. Don't get me wrong. We have the negativity in the military. However, yeah. I would say some of the greatest things has come out of being in the military. You know what I'm saying? And meeting the people, like, it's crazy how the military is so big, but we really small because me and you know the same people.
Same folks.
Like, we got the same crew. And, you know, Dre been here. Yay. so you have your reasons to come back to San Antonio. But it's literally, like, the family that you make in the military, hands down, is one of the dopest. Like, we can't beat that. You know, we can't beat that at all. So I had to get the little military part in there because, like I said, I was in my feelings.
Nah, man, it's been a cool journey. I really did appreciate my time. It goes by fast. You know, people always said that as an airman, it'll go by fast, but it really does. And I don't regret not one ounce of it. I'm glad I did it. And like you said, the friends and the people you meet, man, bro, like all my friends, you know me, I don't make new friends. No, so once you become my friend,
no friends, and then I became one of your new homies.
But you don't count because you was already part of like I sort of kind of knew you, but didn't really know you.
That's the sad part. Like, how many of us is in and then be connecting with other people, and I think that's the dopest part because we have the same crew.
And we know folks from our whole town. Like, we still know folks from Putnam and Greene County. Like, we know folks. Like, you know what I'm saying? So.
People be like, you know, Jay, you know, Joshua. This is how you know they don't know you, because they be like, you know, Joshua. Yeah. I do know Joshua. I know who they be. I'll call him whatever you want to.
Yeah, y'all, they hit the whole night. Yeah, man. So, like, but nah, man, just to wrap that question up, I really do. I'm enjoying my retirement. If for me, at this point, Shatori, it's all about doing what I want to do in life, because for 20 years, I did what somebody else told me to do. And so, just like you, you chasing your passion, whether that's teaching people, helping kids, and doing your entrepreneurship. I'm in the same boat. And I'm pretty sure you got some questions lined up for that too, but I'll let you lead the floor on that.
I do. So, you know, here's the biggest thing, you know, how we really, really got connected was your writing. And so you've always been very open about your writings and what that entails for you. And so what has inspired you to become a writer, and how has the inspiration evolved over time? Like, from the time you start to where you at right now?
Right. I realized this in 2020 when it came to me. Like, I feel like God or the creator or whatever we believe in, we're all gifted in ways, right? And writing or words or whatever you want to call it has been my gift since I've been born. But you don't know that you're a gifted person when you're a gifted person, right? We all have our creativity spots, our gifts, but you kind of go through life just being normal. And it wasn't until my gift, my words, my poetry started touching certain people, right?
Right.
Like I said, this all happened in 20. And then I kind of replayed back my entire life and realized that I was always good with words. So honestly, when you say what inspired me, I will say just looking back on what I had already done for certain people and how my words had already touched certain people and being like, damn, bro, like, this is really your gift. So I just continued to build off the momentum that I created. And that's where I'm at to this day. I think that was a two-part question. What was the second part of it, if you don't mind?
Let's see.
And how that information evolved. You know what? That's a great second part of that question, because on my retirement trip, I went to Colombia and I visited a small African town in Colombia called Palenque.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you have seen any of my photos I posted out on that
trip. Oh, I did. I saw you and the crew out there. I was confused, but okay, keep going.
Yeah. So we were actually in a small town. Shout out to Colombia. We was actually in a small town called Palenque, right? And it's mm-hmm. where there's a lot of great history in that town. But what I realize now is that it's about the humanitarian aspect of life for me.
Ooh.
Using my creativity to offer people new perspective, offer people different views on life, and create positive change. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I do it now for. It's not so much about me creating new material to put out there. It's really about the people, touching people, being like, oh man, I never thought about that. Thank you for that jewel. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I do now. I'm more big on the humanitarian aspect of my gift, rather than focusing on the gift itself, because the gift is already there, right? It's already proven that I can write or I have a way with words. And so it's more so about how can I share this gift with the world and give back. And that's where I'm at now.
So with going off of that question and what you just said, what is your plans to use that new finding? Like, I mean, that's so, you know, with humanitarian, I had opportunity to go to Malawi, Lilongwe in Africa, beautiful country, very poor. But it, like you said, it taught me the understanding of how we in America, how we operate, how we look at stuff. We are very different. And so when you go into a town that has no electricity outside of this hotel, or you go into a town that literally has no streetlights,
right,
stop sign or street light, to when we had to do the directions, it was go straight until you see the hood. The hood is blue, like this dark blue, make a left, and do know you're gonna hit a huge pot just in case it's raining. Like it's one of those things. So what is your plan to utilize what you saw and how you plan on trying to incorporate into your writing?
So you know, I don't call myself a motivational speaker, but
you speak.
It's in me, right? It's in me. I know I have that gift, but realistically, I talk about humanitarian and people, but it's really about the mental aspect, right? So I'm also decent with resolution conflict, right? I'm good with behavior change, and so recognizing my gift again, I went out and got certified to become a behavior change specialist.
Okay.
And so to answer your question, again, using my knowledge, my gift to help people change behavior to positive things, right? It's all about touching individuals. And so I can change the world one person at a time. Because what I tell you, you may be like, man, look, I had a conversation with my homeboy JB. He told me this, boom, boom, boom. It changed my life. You tell that to your homeboy tell it to your homeboy, and so forth and so on, right? You plant one seed and they continue to grow. And so, like, now I really want to branch off. And with my In Unison for Life Enterprise company, I want to have an umbrella of behavior change that I want to manage. And so that's going to be putting myself out there. Hey, if you have an issue that you need help getting over, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to say I'm a therapist or psychologist, psychiatrist. But hey, I'm certified in specific behaviors, right? Like, let's just say I have a problem. I just can't get out of bed in the morning and go to the gym. I want to work out so bad. It's killing me, bro. I really do want to do it. I got the weights and everything. I just can't get out that bed. That's what I'm here for. That one behavior change that you can't fix, that's what I'm here for. And so, again, like, using not so much the writing, the gift of writing, but my ability to help people. Because that's what my words were able to do, help people. And so I'm incorporating new things into the umbrella of the Unison for Life, which will be behavior change in the future to help people, man. Like, that's what I'm doing going forward to help the bigger brand of humanity. You know, like, I'm a human. Now, I'm retired. I do get a pension. And I do want to help people for free. But at some point, you know, you got to charge for your service. You spend a lot of time doing it.
Well, here's the thing, though. So you're already thinking wrong when you're like, well, you know, I'm gonna retire. So here's the thing.
I'm thinking wrong.
You are gonna have, you're building a brand.
Mm-hmm.
You should be charging regardless, because at the end of the day, it's your time. You got things, other things to do. Your time is valuable, and no, charge. Now, with that being said, you already know me. If you need a speaker, holler at your girl. We're here for it.
Hey, yo, I'm glad you brought that up. Let me go ahead and tell my family, friends, closest relatives, anybody. I've been giving y'all folks a lot of free advice over the years. Y'all start seeing these invoices in y'all email. Don't be damn job when you start charging me. Hey, man, I'm just saying.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, we can put on a conference just to have conversation.
Real talk. Yeah. Yeah.
We can do that. You know, be real. You know, hey, look, y'all, look here. I be telling, you know, here's the thing. My conversation with Jesus ain't normal. And what I mean by that is it's not, you know, Heavenly Father, thou shalt. Look here, God. Because when people ask me to pray for them, I'm going to them as me and Jesus already be conversating. You know, hey, and that's how I talk to people. Like,
right.
You're not thinking too brightly here. I'm going to need you to work on this. Now, I'm laughing because you're talking about they got issues with getting out of bed to go to the gym. You keep that over there. We're not in the military anymore. Don't come over here with that energy, because I ain't it. I am on my feet already all day.
That was the only example I gave you, Taylor, but you get the point. It's about the behavior change. It wasn't about.
I know.
But anyway.
Yeah, all I heard was gym, and I know you said my name. All I heard was gym. I was like, no. Because I kid you not, I was thinking about it the other day, and I was like, man, I should go. But then I'm like, I'm up at the school. And I'm on my feet, so walking ain't a problem. I'm walking all day long. Let's just say I'm past my miles on the daily.
You get your steps in.
Oh, I get all my steps in. Like, yeah, when I say
I've actually changed my workout since I've been out. I've changed to 3 days a week rather than five, and I've also changed to just straight HIIT. So, HIIT training. That's it. That's all I do.
I can't. I told Dre y'all can keep that. Oh, y'all.
Dre a different animal, man. Shout out to my boy Willie Hart, Dre.
You know, I love Dre. We got to get, you know, we're going to do an episode with Dre on it.
Real talk. We got to, man. We got to get.
Yeah, we have to do like the military family. Like, so what it is? Y'all should come on this side. Well, we
already. Yeah, Dre, you know, Dre trying to make chief, but my boy, he locked in.
I'm telling y'all, if Willie Hart made chief, I promise you, we about to act all the way up.
Oh, we get ready then, because he's making it.
We about to act all the way up.
Dre making it.
You know what? I love that fake talk. I'm gonna be in fact with you on that. So we got to make sure Dre is that he watches this particular podcast. We like Dre, homie. When the chief strike come down, we there.
My boy, he got probably another year or so before he be eligible. But he just put on singing. But he gonna get it.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of him. So, I'm proud of where we all going. And so here's the other question that is not written, but it just kind of came to my mind. I said, you know me, I be on the whim. When it comes to y'all. So one of the things that I just had a conversation about was we just did one about women in leadership, being in male dominant areas, i.e. military. But let's talk about being a minority in these areas. I tell people I definitely have a double-edged sword, because I am a woman. I am Black. So when I step into certain areas, it's literally, oh, come a woman and she Black. She about to have an attitude and be a leader. And then especially when I became a senior CEO, it was like, oh, Jesus. Now that I'm out, I can say that's another reason why I got out, because for 21 years and I got my very first commander director investigation. And people was like, if you ain't getting no CDI, shoot, you obviously ain't doing that. You ain't doing that right when you get on CDI.
Yeah, open against you?
Huh?
Yeah, the CDI open against you?
I did. Oh, we didn't talk about that. I know we live, y'all, but yes.
Oh, yeah, you can keep it kind of clean, you know what I'm saying?
No. It's fine, because I'm really, I'm always, okay.
I feel like we sort of mentioned something, but we ain't getting into no detail. I don't remember.
Yeah, so here's the thing. And my investigation said because bullying, harassment. And so one of the things I had to learn being military or being just Black itself, in your thought process, first of all, we already know you as a male. So you as a black male already had a whole lot against you anyway.
All right.
Do you think there's a difference when, let's take these two locations, Oklahoma and DC. We both in those locations. Do you think there was a difference in treatment and everything else because of the locations?
Oh, right. And also because of the time frame we were in too. Like, you got to remember, we was in Oklahoma. It was the early 2000s, right? This was the, like, let's just say, you know, you and I are not that old, but let's just say who's part of the old Air Force before it became what it is today.
What? Look here. I stand 10 toes. As King Harris said, I stand on business.
Right. Even with knowing that, that things are just way different. It's evolved. Some may say for the better, some may say for the worse, but that's neither here nor there. That's not part of my discussion or thought process. When we joined, a lot of systems were in place, old systems, you know, groups, cliques, you know, a group of white guys that only hung around white guys, you know what I'm saying? A group of black, like, so segregation was, I ain't gonna say it was still a unspoken thing. So when I came in, especially being a young thunderhead from the streets of Georgia, I came in from, you know where we from. I was looking at, you know, those people funny anyway, because where we from, people still say, boy, let's just be honest. Maybe not as much now, but like in the 2000s, early 90s, that stuff is still prevalent. But anyway, it's definitely been, it was challenging back then to be a black man making it. I was progressing kind of quick. And I stayed to myself a lot back then. I'm more talkative now, but like, back then, I didn't trust a lot of people, so I was kind of really in observation mode, kind of staring at people. They didn't like that aspect, right? So I wasn't part of the good guy crew. So now it's, okay, the black guy, clearly he's smart, right? Because he's coming up kind of fast. We don't know much about him if we don't talk to anyone. And so you sort of become a target by default.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yes, it was tougher back then, but as things evolve, sort of my last couple of 5, 6, 7 years, I felt like, you know, with Me Too coming around, the unfortunate event that happened to George Floyd and a couple of the other black people that lost their lives, the world took notice, and even the military adopted some of the things that were changing in the world. And so it did get a little better over time, you know what I'm saying? But yes, there's definitely a clear struggle of being a black person, even in, like you said, even in a system where it's still structured, but there's still some hidden agendas with people, even in the military. And so, like you said, it was somewhat of a struggle. But I'm a chameleon though. You know, I learned to adapt and adjust to all that stuff.
No, I will agree with that, because when I think about it, and I actually was, when I was writing my retirement speech, I remember being in units where I was the only black.
Yeah,
I was like, I'd never forget being stationed at a particular base, and I'm sitting here literally going, snap, I was the only black. I'm talking about, and being a person that's in the CSS, the receptionist was black, was white, my supervisor was white, the officer was white, the commander was white, first sergeant was white, my two co-workers was white. I was the black person. And I laugh when something that you said, you know, always being creative, because one of the things is, you know, oh my God, you always been talking and everything else, and it's not going to get you anywhere. And I remember hearing that from a particular supervisor, and I remember that particular supervisor very well, because she didn't think I was worthy of absolutely anything. Like, they literally made sure I deployed. Like, I never get that. I deployed. And for me, it worked out. For me, God had his way into that. So but I laugh about it now, because I'm looking at it going, what the heck on it? And so when I say Oklahoma, like, you are correct. The early 2000s.
Yeah, bro.
There was some day. And I will say one thing I give us credit for. We made the best of it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we acted up. I told
people now. We cut up.
We cut up. So I tell airmen now, man, y'all didn't do what we did. Like, I don't know if you remember back in the day in the dorms, like, everybody was together and barbecue and stuff like that.
Going
like
football outside in the courtyard. And
oh my God! Like you look forward to going home because you are about to be lit. And so you see now, you don't see none of that no more at all. There's no communication, no anything with the airmen we have nowadays. And so it's one of those things that I look back, and go, yeah, we didn't really have it that bad. Like, oh,
it wasn't that bad.
It really wasn't even that bad. Like. I my fondest memories are, no kidding, living in the dorms, making friends, to where I remember somebody made a post, and I'm going to say this before I go to the next question, but I remember somebody made a post, I'm out, man, forget like, you know, class reunions, but what about like your first base reunion? I was like, don't do it.
Man, hey.
What?
If that was a thing, like, bro, I'm telling you, we can gather up 20 to 30 people, go to a cabin retreat on the weekend, a Thinker Crew, and have mad fun.
The crazy part about it is, because when you think about my first base was Shepherd Air Force Base, and hands down, that was the time frame. I ain't gonna lie for us. I was Shepherd. And when I made that pose, people was like, hey, don't play. What you gonna do?
Hey, yeah.
And then a lot of people who was with me, I laughed because they tinker, all of that. Like, it was a shift, so everybody knew everybody. Right. And so I laugh about it, and I'm like, man, them some good days. So
let me ask you a question though, food, right before we move on. Okay. I'm touching on the same subject. Cause you was still in the streets in the Air Force. I wasn't. I was you still had airmen and all this stuff. I ain't had, like, for the last 7 years, I was an individual, right?
You blessed.
Yeah, sort of. So ask you a question. Maybe this has something to do with it. I think my last time having airmen was in 2013. That's what I was. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I made it out.
Oh, count your blessings.
But I remember going to one of my airmen's dorm rooms one day, and I was telling them about, like, she was like, yeah, it's nothing to do in the dorms. Everybody go in their room and play video games. Hey, I was like, so y'all don't have a day room? So what it sounds like is they took day rooms out and just gave all these kids TVs and internet.
No.
Because we didn't have that back in our day. We only had the day room.
We didn't have that, but what the airmen do have, they have a thing called quarters, and they have like their own space, but they do have a day room. Now I can speak for the Lackland here where I'm at.
Okay.
They do have, and each floor, what we didn't have, each floor has their own day room space.
So yeah, we didn't have it. We just had one.
We had one.
Yeah. One in every building. That was it. Yep. Yeah.
One, and everybody shared it. You had the laundry room right there.
Yep.
I will say, the military, I get it. They're definitely trying to change to reflect the culture, but at the same time, this is just me. I think we're pushing things a little bit too. I'm like, we're beginning to lose that we're military because we walk around here allowing neck tattoos. That, again, it's just me. Now, I'm cool with the ponytail because as a woman, I've cut my hair plenty of times behind that. Being allowed to wear locks, I'm with that because it's with time. But when we start talking about neck tattoos, that's just me. We're getting too comfortable because as you say, you ain't had them since 2013. They're a little different nowadays. They don't like a lot. Some of them, I won't say all, some of them come in. They don't like to be corrected. And being here where it's basic training, one of the things that I noticed is because I was like, wait, I came in 2002. Right. We doing this? They are literally, I was in the BX getting some food, and there was three airmen, really sweet airmen. And they didn't have any tags on. And I was like, wait, where's your name tag? Oh, and they popped up in attention. And me and the cook was a little confused. And like, you guys tech school? No, we're basic training. Wait, so what? So they get basic liberty at like 3 weeks in. I didn't see BX until graduation.
Yeah, we went in that jungle one time. Week zero, we get our uniforms, went to a little small shopping place, and then we didn't see it again.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm at Lackland. That small shopping is across the street from the uniform place because I work at the NPS. It's across the street from the uniform place, that little shopping. Uniform is here. Where we got our shots and everything else is right here. And the shopping right here. I'm talking about the big BX. They were in the big BX in third week. I said, nah. So again, the culture has definitely changed like a lot. So Now I will say, now that you out, and because I guarantee you, you're gonna start seeing stuff and be like, well, what are you looking forward to now that you're retired? You still writing? You just told me you finally went back to work. What are you looking forward to in this new stage of life?
I'm breaking everything up into 2-year increments, right? They always say set goals and, you know, set small goals that eventually lead to your big goal. But so I'm looking at, in the next 2 years to expand, not so much in the writing stuff, but just to expand the In Unison for Life enterprise brand into what I want to get into. Like I said, the fitness stuff. So like, I want to open up my health and wellness brand, right? That's what I'm going to call it. I don't want to call it fitness. I want to call it health and wellness because it's more than just working out. It's about your mental health, your spiritual, your physical. It's about all that. So I want to get into that more in the next 2 years. And so I'm really just looking forward to expanding my health and wellness brand over the next 2 years and see how I can continue to build on that. In addition to still doing what I can in the humanitarian phase of going out, doing volunteer work, linking up with underprivileged kids. I want to do that stuff. That's where my heart is at right now, because I'm in a place where it's like, bro, look, I don't achieve enough where I can just sit back and help other people, right? Like, I don't do a lot of things for money. I'm never chasing a bag. Yeah, a bag cool to have, get it. Like you said, anybody gonna do nothing for free? Yeah, I want to make money, but I also realize that a lot of us, you included, I'm assuming, are in positions where we can help other people.
Absolutely, yeah.
Straight up, like, it don't bother me to go volunteer and spend all my time helping these people, because guess what? I have the time now. And so that's what I'm looking forward to, really just getting out doing more for people, because I spend a lot of my time being selfish.
You know what? I'm proud of you because you just said it, because I'm over here hearing you and I'm like, because I know the Joshua Bay, I know JB.
Yeah.
So, and this is not to call you out, because you know I love you. I know JB. So to hear you say that, y'all don't understand, for those that are watching, those that are listening, this is absolute growth. By the way, if you are watching and listening, please do know that you can go on iamtutoria.poppy.com and also Apple, Google, Pandora, Amazon. You go all these little things to listen. But I am literally, I'm proud of you, because you said the key word. You know, I was selfish. And yes. So to hear you say, no, I really just want to help people, I'm going.
I also left out some tutorial. I told you about when I was in Colombia, I visited that African village. Mm-hmm. Me and my homeboy, both Bennett, we both came back from that trip enlightened. We feel like, you know what, bro? Whatever happened in that village was what I needed in life going forward. I don't know what it was, but when I left that village, because I felt so at home, I was in that village, shirt off, leaving my bag over here, like nobody, not worried about anybody stealing from me. I felt at home, and I never seen or visited them people in my life. And so,
let me ask you this question. I don't mean to interrupt. Let me ask you this, because I don't want to lose this trend of something you just said, and especially before we end, but when you say you felt like home, did you get a sense of peace?
And that's what it boils down to. It was calm. It was peace. And it's like, I've never been to Africa. I've never been around that many. It was just straight up African, you know, our people. And like you said, no running water, living in bee huts, ceiling open. They don't have a doctor. They have a neighborhood doctor with no degree, but he's still into the, you know, the holistic way of healing. And right. So this man, you know, I got a back issue. He was trying to jack me up. And so this dude, literally, some stuff in a jar that looked like some grease, he rubbed it on my back. I'm good for the rest of that trip. You know what I'm saying? And so just being in that environment, said, bro, this is what life is about. Finding peace, being happy, and helping people. Because guess what, Shay? We all we got, human beings. Human beings are all we have, like, to work with each other. Stop all this, I'm doing better than you, you doing, just love each other, try to be nice to people. It ain't hard being a great human. It takes more work to be a horrible person, because you have to think to put in the effort to try to be that person. Well, being a human being nice is just a natural thing should be. But look, two people in the room, right? One of them got two fruit. This man ain't got one. Give him a fruit. It will be natural for you to get that man a fruit because you know he's hungry, right?
Right.
That's the natural human thing that I want to get back to, just doing what's right by people. And so when I left that place, that's what I felt in my heart. I want to do more for people and stop doing and focusing on myself so much. And so that's where I'm at in life, man.
You over here acting up. It took you to retire and go somewhere else to get right. You know what? God has timing, though. God has timing for everything. And I think one of the things that I appreciate about you is that you are working to find you. And that's huge because, I mean, you've had a lot happen over time that I've known you. And so to see the peace that is on you is the dopest, because when you're carrying so much, and one of the things is, you know how I am about Black men. I think Black men are great. And I think that there's a lot that you all carry that a lot of people don't acknowledge. And so I give you that because you've carried a lot. So it's good to see you finally place it down and go, okay,
yeah,
what I need to do.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to seeing what comes from this new adventure of JP.
I feel so free, Shay. I swear to God, I just feel like there's a. I'm gonna send you a photo when we get offline. It's a pyramid, and you probably can share it and talk about it at some point, or maybe we can talk about it in another interview. But there's a pyramid that my homeboy sent me, and it talks about the stages of life where people get at. And it's not to say that the lower stage of the pyramid is any less than the top stage. It just says that the mind develops, right? Mm-hmm. It's supposed to. People are supposed to develop. You're not supposed to stay stunned at a level. You're supposed to continue or want to grow. So this pyramid talks about the highest level of growth for the human brain and the human body. And once I send it to you, you look at it. That's where I'm at in life. Like I said, that's a cliffhanger for the next time we chat. We can talk about that. I'm giving us a part two. You know what?
Yeah, we're gonna have a part two on this season 5 with JP because I want to talk
already.
Because that is dope. So we definitely gotta do that. Right,
already.
So, oh Jesus, I can't be playing with him. All right, don't you go nowhere. But to everybody, don't go nowhere. All right, to everybody else that is on, I thank you guys for chatting in with us. We will be finishing up this conversation. I thank you guys because we didn't get all the questions we needed to today, but that's okay. But we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about this, y'all. We're gonna get it in. As you guys already know, make sure you check us out on YouTube. For those that want to watch, and for those who want to listen, again, you got Amazon, you got Google. He just messed my whole head up with that because I got me over here thinking. He laughing behind closed doors too, y'all. I'm about to fight him. But yeah, so we're gonna leave with our usual saying. Walk in love, live fearlessly, and have a whole lot of faith. Do know we will be back next week as we're entering into February. Y'all, we about to hit it in. As a matter of fact, I did not mention, you can check him out because he is in. If you have not gotten your magazine, get your magazine because JB is in the magazine as part of our Black Men Leaders. So definitely check him out. All right. I will be checking you guys out again next week. Again, love you to the moon and back. I pray all the blessings. All right. Talk to you later.